We're so very fortunate to have a Savior like our Savior. A Savior like our Savior. It's hard to imagine the kind of love that it takes to give their own lives for someone else. But He did. He did. For us. Let your hearts dwell on that, the degree of love that it would take to share, to give, sacrifice, and then to come back. And then to be resurrected. Our Lord Jesus Christ did that for us. And may we always rejoice. And may we always celebrate. Amen. Amen. It's the basis of our faith. The very basis of our faith. And it's the opportunity for us to have a new life. Our theme this year is All In. And we're encouraging us all to live the life of Christ. And as we talk about all in for Jesus. Get those t-shirts, will you, so that we can all be all in together. And let that be a testimony and a statement to God's goodness to you as well. We have one person who's going to share about their all-in experience, something recent. And so, Patty, will you come on up and share about your all-in experience? And let's welcome Patty to the front. So.
It almost seems trivial, my experience, but it's significant because it opened up something. So earlier this week, Pastor Jim texted me asking if I would be available to chair. That's what you call chairing when you sit up there and you talk and give announcements and all that. And you know, I've done it a few times, and but I confess, Pastor Jim, it's like my reaction is, you know, because I feel like it's not something I do comfortably. I have to work at it. I feel like, you know, there's other people who do it so much better, you know, but. But then, you know, it's not my calling, you know, whatever I think, and I don't want to do it. So, but then I got thinking, I'm supposed to be all in, and what that means that it not only all in the things that I think I might be equipped to do or called to do, but I have to be all in to what God is saying or calling me or asking me to do. So shouldn't I say yes, or, you know, shouldn't I take these opportunities to what God presents for me to do and say? So, you know, who am I to say, I don't want to do that. You know, it doesn't show me in the best light, or I'm not really talented in that, or whatever. But and it's like I'm holding back. I'm not all in. So, you know, of course, that doesn't mean that I say yes to every opportunity that Pastor Jim presents to me, or otherwise, you know, Pastor Jim, or anything. You can't just say yes, but that's where the Holy Spirit comes in and says, you know, you have discernment and wisdom, and we have limitations, and there's always His time to do things. And we are flawed humans, and our brains have a funny thing that it does when we convince ourselves and justify with arguments. Because as in Jeremiah 17:9 says, our hearts are deceitful about all things and beyond cure. So we have to be very wise in those saying yeses. But I know that Jesus is in the definition of all in. When he said that in John 14, he said that he is in my Father, and he is all in his Father, which makes sense because he was the incarnate God. And so Jesus also says that he is in us. But sometimes when I see what I think and what I say and what I do, I know that's not Jesus. But the Holy Spirit is in the business of sanctifying us, transforming us into a new creation day by day. And with every encounter that we have with God. So isn't that why we're here today? To know who he is and who we're not? If Jesus was in the Father 24/7, wouldn't it make sense that with every encounter that we have with him, we would look more and more like him, that our all might become more? There's a song that we sing, and the lyrics go, less of me and more of him. I think that's the direction. So what if my definition of myself, the person who I think I am, pales in comparison to the person God knows I can be? What if I get out of the way? What if I get out of my way and let God do immeasurably more than what I think I can or imagine? And that's in Ephesians 3:20. I wonder what would happen. What if we allowed ourselves to encounter the Most High God, to be rooted and established in love, have his power at work within us? What would that look like? Who would we be like? And I'd like to also address those who haven't gotten there yet, what that all in is like, who might still be on the fence about being all in, about, or even those who might have be opposed to being all in. And I've been there. I think we all have been there. So we have things that we don't want to give up. We're afraid of what we might become if we are all in. What might happen to us? Well, let me tell you, from being there, there's really nothing to be afraid of, because there's someone more powerful that is the source, that is more powerful than the source of fear, who will be with you, in you. Whatever the circumstances you're facing, whatever circumstances I'm facing, we'll have another option available to us. The Most High God, who is good, who is love, will be with us, will be for us, not against us. He will be our best option. And now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we can ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations forever and ever. Amen.
I invite you to turn your Bibles to Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6, and this is part of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. The theme for today is, in our all-in theme for today, is treasures. And the question to ask is, what is your treasure? What is your treasure? That's what Jesus asks in this portion of the Sermon on the Mount. What is your treasure? Matthew 6, starting from verse 19. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven where moth and rust do not destroy and where thieves do not break in. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Jesus makes the connection between your treasure and your heart in our hearts. And so where is your treasure? What was he referring to in Matthew chapter 6 as you shared with us? It's the stuff that's important to us. It's the stuff that's valuable to us. It's the stuff that's useful to us. It's the stuff that means a lot to us. We all have treasures. It might be of monetary value, maybe a bank account. It might be of a relationship value, maybe a friend. We got to have this friend. It might be of emotional value. Have you ever been, you ever got something that you just can't part with? Just can't part with this because it means so much to me. Maybe it's a little trinket from, a memory from long ago, or a trip you took, or this person represents this thing represents a relationship that I have, and so you just can't part with it. I remember trying to throw away my daughter's little dresses when they were 2 or 3 years old. They used to wear these little dresses, and now we were cleaning out. I thought, I can't throw these away. I can't throw these away. I remember seeing her wearing those little dresses, and I thought, that was the hardest thing. They were treasures to me. And we get so attached to, different things. Maybe one of our treasures is the way we look, and so we got to have this sparkling, clean car because, I got to look Superman, or I got to have these hair a certain way because, I got to look a certain way. Maybe our treasure is our physical value, and so we have to have a certain shape, got to be real buff like I'm not. Got to be sculpted. Be careful with your treasures, because when it's a treasure, we'll do almost anything to keep it. Almost anything to keep it. And so if our treasure is money, we become miserly. We don't share. We're not generous. If our treasure is relationships, we'll sacrifice ourselves for the relationship. Or either that would become controlling or abusive. We can be if it's a treasure. If it's of emotional value, we start hoarding things. We start hoarding things. We have stuff all over our houses, paths that we walk around things because we gotta have it, gotta keep it. You ever worked on a document? Done. And you push the wrong button, and it's lost. Where does that stuff go? Where does it go? But I've done that. It's almost like on the way down, you think, that's not the right button, but you don't have the wherewithal to stop and it's gone. You got to start all over again. Frantically looking for undo. Frantically looking for that, hoping that it'll bring it back. That's panic, folks. The point that Jesus makes today, that Jesus is the treasure. Jesus is a treasure. Earthly treasures cannot be counted on because they can always be lost. And they will always disappoint eventually. Earthly treasures cannot be counted on because they will always disappoint. Jesus is the treasure himself. Jesus is the treasure. In contrast to earthly treasures, heavenly treasures are lasting and they're permanent. It says to us in 1 Peter, in his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ and into an inheritance that could never perish, spoil, or fade, kept in heaven for you. Into an inheritance that can never fade. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Heavenly kind of treasures. God never disappoints. God never disappoints. True faith, all in faith, comes from our hearts. When we love our Lord Jesus Christ and he is our treasure. When he is our treasure. Okay, we know we can count on something that will never leave us. And so because of that, we don't worry. That's the next part of this. And we aren't judgmental. We don't worry. We aren't judgmental. And so let's thank God. And let's thank God that He's the treasure. He is a treasure. Let's pray, shall we? Father, thank you for Jesus Christ, for the good that you bring into our lives, for the difference that you make. And Lord, we celebrate you today. We celebrate you. And thank you for the goodness that you bring to our lives. May nothing be as close to our hearts as you today. In Jesus we pray. Amen. Amen. They didn't know I was going to be so short, so but give them a break today. They didn't know I was going to be so short. They were just sitting down for a nap, so. Let's stand, shall we?
Until that day comes, we'll live to know you.